When Mexico gained independence from Spain, today's state of Texas was a prime spot for some American citizens to settle. That process required some work, though, and I'll take you to one of the places they put down roots on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
After Mexico achieved its independence from Spain, most of today's state of Texas became a part of that new country, and Stephen F. Austin was given permission to bring settlers to establish new colonies.
So eventually he gets a contract to bring 300 families to Texas. Those are called the Old 300. So it was one of the early colonies.
Michael Bailey is the curator of the Columbia Historical Museum in West Columbia, Texas. He says that first group of nearly 300 families made landfall in an unexpected place.
His first bunch of settlers was brought in on a boat called the Lively, and they landed at the mouth of the Brazos, which was an accident. They were supposed to land at the mouth of the Colorado River, where Stephen F. Austin was waiting for him.
They settled in the early 1820s in an area known as Fort Bend, but before they could do so, these colonists had to be vetted, so to speak.
You had to be an established person. You had to have a letter of reference. And then you had some things you had to promise because you were a Mexican citizen. So you had to swear allegiance to Mexico.
And they had to become Catholic and learn Spanish. They established towns and defenses.
They established a series of forts so that they could control illegal immigration from America into Mexico. Plus, they also set it up so they could collect duties.
Josiah H. Bell was one of the original 300 settlers, and his land grant was here where Michael and I visited. Bell's Landing became the town of Columbia here on the Brazos River. This town would soon take on another distinction, though, in 1836. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in West Columbia, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.